Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Swale, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast on the Blackout Tips Network. Today's precast is open to everybody. Anybody can come see it. So people are watching us live that may have never even heard an episode of Balls Deep before, other than the one we put on the feed that time. So congrats and welcome new people. You know, on MLK Day, you guys all get free Balls Deep Sports today. I never do this show by myself. Of course, I have my co-host
Omaha.
Here. It's my man, Jay Trill. What's up, Justin?
Shouts out to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
They made national news this week. What's going on,
man? Omaha. Did you hear that? Omaha Steaks was talking about doing an endorsement deal with Peyton Manning.
Man. People, y'all stay getting money.
This
white privilege is so real.
Can I
be white for a week?
But it's funny because, like, why do the endorsement deal at this point? He already giving y'all free promotion. Unless next week he gonna be like Sizzler.
See, here's the thing: when you have money and don't know what to do with it, share with other white people.
You just give it to them,
right? Yeah. So
it's not like there's competition, though. It's not like it's another. It's not like they gonna go out there. And Russell Wilson gonna be like, Longhorn! Longhorn!
Nope. But see, he might do a Popeyes. I take it back. Not Kaepernick would.
Yeah. Russell wouldn't do no Popeyes. Russell might do KFC. Never know. Never know what kind of chicken he eats.
No, you know what though? Russell Wilson is the type of black dude that'll like church's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And argue with you that it's better than any other chicken.
Mm-hmm. I think Russ is the kind of dude that if you give him like a plate of chicken, he'll pull out a knife and a fork.
Right. But he'll eat his Popeyes.
Yeah, he'll eat it.
I mean, not his Popeyes. He'll eat his churches with knife and fork.
He's going to eat it, but he's going to use a knife and fork. And then he's going to tell you how I used to remind him how he grew up. But yeah, it's Balls Deep Sports. This is another episode. Football season's winding down. Sports stories are coming far and few in between as far as, actual sports on the court. But, off the court, it's getting even more interesting. We can't start the show without doing our theme song, so let's hit it.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about
balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
positive traits. Give a pound into a feeling. Make a south mouth salivate. Hey, Clara, are you listening? We're not talking just a tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Like dudes with
sorry to hear that.
Think Browns
can
do.
Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. You're in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love. That's right. It's time to go balls deep. We got some emails this week. Can you believe that, Justin?
Hey, man. People want to share the news.
Lionel writes in. Jameis. What up, Rod and Justin? Just wanted to touch on you guys' rant about Jameis last episode. Did we rant about Jameis? I don't think we ranked necessarily. Maybe couldn't think of a better word for it. Man, listen. I have to preface this by saying that not only am I a proud Auburn alum, not only did I fly all the way to Pasadena, not only did I sit in the very end zone where Jameis crushed my heart with a slant to Kelvin Benjamin with 15 seconds left, but I have not watched a highlight nor heard an interview about this game, period. Haven't even watched SportsCenter since I left Cali. Damn, that's hurt.
I don't blame him.
Remember when I don't care about sports that much anymore, but I remember when I cared that much where it was like, man, I don't even want to see like a replay of this game. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I think the last thing that broke me was the Eagles Super Bowl to them cheating ass Patriots. I couldn't watch the last 2 minutes of that shit. I still haven't watched it. Where it's like, what was wrong with me now? I'll never fucking know because I don't want to know. I'm not watching it again. Fuck it. But that breakdown of the Jameis interview you niggas did had me in tears laughing. I've been listening to dude talk all season. I noticed he had a level of theatrics and tone of his voice that was so distracting that I could not put my finger on it. Well, you guys pointed out that he had that Ray Lewis pizzazz. Man, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. That's spot on. He sounds like a nigga that will get you hyped taking an AIDS test. He does. Gonna go in there and take this test and leave it up to God. Come adding that extra H in that God.
God. Under the God of high.
I said, you strong? Then I'm strong. They said, you strong? I said, I'm strong. They said, the we strong? I said, we strong.
That nigga is a terrible liar.
Then the ref said, delay a game, nigga. That took 45 seconds to say, and you don't have that much time between plays and a no huddle.
He is a terrible liar. Terrible. Can you imagine the conversation with his mama? Boy, you clear that rule? see. I was playing with my friends, and they God said that they was gonna help me with my room, and we was gonna get done.
I told you clean that room. That was 5 minutes ago, right? But see, I talked to my brother, and I said to my brother, I said, "Are we gonna clean this room?" He said, "You gonna clean the room?" I said, "I'm gonna clean the room. Is you gonna clean the room?" He said, "Then we gonna clean the room, and we gonna go do it right now." Then it's like, "Don't make me go in that room. It's dirty, ain't it?"
Just be lying for no reason.
He said, "That's how good Jameis is." And after hearing you guys, man, I had to let go of my animosity towards Jameis. Look at us changing lives,
man. That's what we do. One day at a time.
Props to that dude and props to you all for the kind ushering me out of my championship funk. Also, I'm sure you guys will discuss, but the Heat must don't think they will need Odin for the playoffs because that nigga suited up last night. Yeah, I do have thoughts on that.
We're gonna get to that.
If we counted him, I think it was like 5 more games left on them hot ass knees. I think he had 7 last time I checked, and he gotta be around like 7 or 6 right now. Hopefully the Heat gonna swing a deal for another big because Greg won't make it to March at this rate. Anyway, fellas, love the show and can't wait for next week. Lionel R. Joyner, Esquire. Thanks, Lionel. I got the Greg article. It's coming up.
Yeah, that actually was a good email.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel.
Yeah. Well, y'all write in, man. It's cool. Balls deep stuff. Delano writes in 01. He has 3 different questions. Number one, I saw your boy Greg Oden play Wednesday night. That's our boy now. That's our boy. His stat line was 2 for 3 field goals, 2 for 2 free throws, 2 rebounds, and 8 minutes of game action. I say all that to ask, does he still only have 7 games left, including 2 preseason games, or have you revised that prediction? Oh, no, it's still 7.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those things where if he goes by it, it'll be them playing a house with house money. You know, like they got their games out of him. Anything past 10 games for the year. And I'm counting practices. right. If they play horse, him and LeBron play horse. That's a game.
But see, they hadn't been doing that.
Right.
After the first few practices. And the agent called in and talked to Pat and was like, look, you know y'all fucking up, right? Because that was early on in the season. You haven't heard mention of him practicing. Doing warm-ups, anything.
Yeah.
So they cut that out a while ago. Now when he shows up, you know what they discussing? He's discussing wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what his meetings are about. Wardrobe.
Yeah. Can I get away with this shirt? No.
So this is team fan night. Should I wear a white t-shirt with the rest of the fans or do
yeah,
I think
that's
I wear
cool, Greg. Yeah. Go ahead and bring out a white t-shirt, maybe a blue blazer or something like that. All right. Cool, coach. All right. Y'all have a good one. Oh, be careful getting up. We'll have somebody help you up. We don't want you working those knees too hard, okay?
Yeah, I imagine they even did reconstruction on the facility just so he didn't have to bend down.
Yeah, it's now handicap accessible. Like, they probably got a real big wheelchair for him that they roll him around in.
He got one of them electric. He had a new elevator because that's too much steps.
Yeah, they're like, no steps for you, Greg. You don't. Well, I can take the escalator. No, you get in the elevator. And let me roll you around. I'll roll you around. Number two, I asked you earlier this season, how could Andy Reid find a way to blow a game? You said that you would just let me find out. As I watched the Chiefs Colts game, I was saying to myself, that's what Rod meant. Exactly. He's a Scorpion. I didn't want to ruin the Chiefs fans' time because I knew it was going to make me sound like a crazy bitter ex like Siobhan Wade sounds to you guys, and y'all all blow her off. And I didn't want to sound like that. But as y'all was racking up the wins, I said, okay, Andy, I've seen this before. Let's get to them playoffs and see what happens when it count.
Oh, Delano, bro hug for you, man.
Yeah,
you,
man.
Bro,
sorry,
we know
bro.
You need it. We know you need it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they hit that. And you know the saddest part, man, like I shit on them and laugh at them and shit, but it wasn't even Alex Smith's fault, dog. Like Alex Smith played better than anyone could have imagined in that last game.
He got all the blame.
Yeah, it was all Andy Reid, bro. No timeouts in the last minute. Oh, where have I seen this? Fourth and one, double reverse.
Are we not running the ball in the second half?
Yeah, fuck a run.
Nope.
Nope.
I mean, we got a. I mean, I know we got another running back there, right?
Nah.
We do have one more.
Nah, we good.
We got a fullback.
Yeah, nah, he good. He good, dog. Even if it will help us win the game, he good.
They had all season to run the ball.
Let's just blow the largest lead ever in the playoffs history. Let's just do that. Cause fuck it. I'm Andy Reid. YOLO. Number three. I do not know if you heard about this story, but when I first read it, I thought it was fake. Then I saw it on actual, television. I started laughing absurdly. Let's see what it is. Wisconsin school suspends black players because three-point signals look gang-related. Well, that's going in fucking with black people for sure. That's ridiculous. Wow. Wisconsin school district said this week it followed proper procedure when suspended two African-American basketball players because they made hand gestures that looked like gang signs. It's the, and if you watch college basketball, it's the three-point sign that the people do after they hit a three. What's his name does it? Paul George did
everybody
it yesterday.
Does it.
Yeah, everybody does the joint like that after you hit a three. Like it's not even a
by their side they do it.
Yeah, like what was he supposed to? Did they say West Side Crips when they threw it up? Because if not, if not, then you just leave them alone. But yeah, man. So, but they black, so that makes sense. Thank you, Delano, for writing in, man. We appreciate you, dog.
Excellent email.
Yep, two for two today. So let's talk about these games from last week, man. Saints lost to the Seahawks 15-23, man. I think that's actually a higher scoring game than I thought the Saints would put up, in this situation. But if you watch the game, it never really was close. Like the Saints didn't have a point until they got to the fourth quarter and then they kind of like, you know, went all out to get 15 points, but it wasn't like it never really was that close. It was like 23-0. Then they started scoring. Drew Brees, 309 yards. Okay. Did that thing where he throws to a lot of people. People still be shitting on Marcus Colson. Marcus Colson had 144 yards and a touch, 11 catches against the Seattle defense. That's commendable. I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that put up even close to the same numbers against Seattle's defense this year. But he still won't get that respect that he deserves because he's Drew Brees' wide receiver. Biggest thing about this is they shut down Jimmy Graham. And I think when we talked about it last week, I just couldn't imagine that happening because Jimmy Graham's so good.
Man, it's like they had his kids in the basement or something the way he was playing. He was scared. He actually was scared out there. Like he was scared to run across the middle. And we talked about Jameson sending them boys across the middle during that bowl game he had. He was scared. He had alligator arms.
One for eight. One catch for 8 yards. And we're talking about Jimmy fucking Graham.
You know how many games he's won for the Saints?
So many, dude, by himself.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, the only receiver seemed like for a long period of time.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all, dude. Like, if you would have told me, you would have gave me, like, betting odds of, like, hey, I will give you Jimmy Graham, and, like, if he gets anything over 50 yards, I will pay you. And anything less than 50 yards, you pay me. I would have said, oh, fuck yes. Thank you for the free money. And I was wrong. Wrong as shit. Russell Wilson didn't even have that big of a game as far as like putting up numbers. 103 yards, 9 for 18, No ints, no touchdowns, no fumbles. That's kind of what he do now. Like, and I don't mean what he does like every week, but he doesn't make the mistake that puts the other team in the game. So New Orleans basically got desperate at the end because they was getting ran up on by beast mode. And then when Russell Wilson did throw, it was just to get that first down and that was it. So.
Now he plays. That's the thing. Like the first half, and people kept saying he won't go downfield. I was like, do y'all not realize the first half of the game? That's why, President Harvey got that concussion.
Oh,
because he was going downfield.
Yeah.
Like he continuously went downfield when he has a receiver that can go downfield.
Man, Percy Harvin, by the way, what just bad luck for that dude.
Man, the Saints play so fucking dirty, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, when they had, you know, the when they had their little scandal going on, and you know, paid to play, they was doing more than pay to play. They was doing a little extra. You know, I still was like, eh, it's football. The other teams need to man up. I didn't really see any dirty hits.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watched them this season and especially noticed it during that Eagles game, mm-hmm. them boys, man, they play dirty. They still out there hitting late continuously. They leading with the helmet.
Yep.
Still, the NFL not calling like they should. They play dirty.
They might get Bounty Gate Part 2.
They was aiming for knees way before they started telling people to go low.
Yep. And they got their Bounty Gate coach back. So maybe they got someone need to check the collection plate. They might be passing around some money in the locker room to hurt people.
Man, all them hits on Harvin was unnecessary. Every single hit.
Andrew Luck had a lot of hits, to the Indianapolis Patriots. I mean, New England Patriots defense.
Yeah, he was definitely playing for the Patriots.
Four picks. This dude had 7 picks in the playoffs.
But I knew for a fact that the defense knew the offensive plays of the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm shocked they didn't have 7-8 picks.
Did call it.
They should have had more.
I can't say you didn't call it.
They knew the Colts plays.
Of course, you know, in addition to the predictable Andrew Luck come out, throw a couple picks, put his team down, try to come back. In addition to that, the biggest story of this game, and I know you think I'm going to say LeGarrette Blount, but it's not. Trent Richardson, 3 carries, 1 yard. He's terrible.
3 carries though, you gonna put that on him?
He's so bad. Did you see the one they gave him by the goal line?
Well, let's
or look. Was it 2 by the goal line? Did you see those carries? And dude, I'm telling you, it looked like he caught the ball and started falling. But you know what I'm saying? Like, not caught, but like it was like Omaha, hand the ball to your running back. Trent Richardson starts heading towards the ground as he's going forward every time. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
But look at the other running back, though.
Donald Brown, 17 for 63.
That's not good either.
It's not good. It's just better than Trent Richardson.
It's better than Trent.
Yeah.
But that clearly shows that there's a problem with the run block, with the running scheme.
Maybe. I don't think so, because Donald's had some games this year. Trent hasn't had any. He's terrible.
I'm not saying he's not terrible.
I'm trying to see if he even had a 100-yard game this year.
Trent, no. I'm
he
not.
Didn't even have 100-yard game this year?
He probably didn't have any over 50.
There's dudes on the bench that have 100-yard games, dude.
Did he have any over 50? I don't even think he had any over 50.
1, 2, 3, 4 games over 50 yards. That's 64, and that was in week 15. 19 carries to get 64 yards. 20 to get 60. And
so 58. That's on average the same with Brown, the other running back. He averaged about the same yards as the other running back.
Who's 75 years old, though.
I'm just saying, to me, that goes more to the scheme.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on the scheme.
By the way, he wasn't on the team for every one of those. You know what I'm saying? Like a couple of those, he was on the Browns.
We know the Browns don't have a good running scheme. Mm. They can't even protect their quarterback.
563 yards for the season.
You think he's going to make it back next year?
Does anybody care? Would
Rex
it make
Ryan.
A difference?
Rex Ryan came back.
Would it make a difference? That's my question.
not if they don't change the scheme, no. If they have the same scheme, he'll be terrible again next year.
Even last year, dude, it was shaky. 39, 109, 27, 47, 81, 37, 8. Woo. Then he had that hot streak where he kind of, that's where he made that. It was 122, 105, 95, 85.
And let me say, all my comments regarding Trent Richardson are based off the facts that I will never admit that the Cleveland Browns made a good decision.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop microanalyzing this dude, but he's fucking terrible.
It's based off of that right
yeah.
now.
If it wasn't for that, I think, yeah, I'm not, I'm, y'all already know how I feel. The nigga's the fucking worst. Like, when I watch him, I never feel like he's gonna even make one move, let alone gain some yards.
He's the one dude I feel like if he cut his hair, he might be stronger. you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, get your hair cut.
On
bro.
That Torrey Smith, shit. So Tom Brady, is gonna get all the credit here, and he shouldn't. 198 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. LeGarrette Blount, 4 TDs, 166 yards. He was just punching it in the end zone, left and right. Just completely blindsiding him, man.
He showed why you should draft the angry black man if you're a running back.
Yeah. He showed why you never turn your head on defense, because you might just catch one upside it.
Because what was his college issue? People were skeptical.
He punched a nigga in the side of the head because I think he said some racist stuff to him after a game.
Yeah, like you want that angry black dude on your team.
True story. In my fantasy football league where we have keepers and you draft rookies, he was my right end rookie draft pick. Like, he wasn't even drafted. And I said, I wants him. Because he punched that white dude upside the head.
Nice.
And I feel like that is a thing that's going to work in the NFL. And it is.
And people, no disrespect to Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But they took him out of pity.
Right, yeah. Well, they got a good deal. I mean, he was that when he punched that dude in the head, he was one of the top running back prospects in the country.
Yep.
So I was like, how's that going to change? Just because he punched a dude don't make him not good at running the ball. It's not like he's going to be punching dudes every day in the fucking NFL.
They took his money right then and there.
Yep. And Ridley got a couple touchdowns too, but anyway. Let's see what else we got.
But Brady didn't play well.
Yeah, Brady didn't play well.
He was out there throwing ducks.
This is the most disgusting game of the week, man. I don't think I've ever turned on a black quarterback in my life, but this is the closest I've ever come to it. Colin Kaepernick is a classless individual for pulling this black on black violence, dog.
You gonna go there with Colin?
Dude, I don't know if it's light skin privilege or what, but he's talking about some me and Cam friends, but he mocking Cam Newton with his touchdown celebration.
So you don't equate it to the same as if I come over and play mad and I just talk shit while I'm beating you?
No, I don't. First of all, that's not always cool. Depending on what you say, right?
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to be like, ha, fucking your wife tonight. Right. I'm beating you. So, right. No, not that level of.
Exactly. But I feel like this, like him doing the Superman shit in Carolina was a snake move, dog. Like that was one of those, like that's one of those things. If I'm Cam Newton, I'll never forget it.
I honestly was like, oh, they must not be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they showed them dapping up and, you know, like, cause otherwise you don't walk up and go dap somebody if you ain't cool with them. We seen Shaq and Kobe do it for years. They was mm-hmm. like, fuck that, you know, mm-hmm. fuck them. And, when he did, I was like, oh, so they are cool. I'm confused then. Cause say what you want, even if I was beating you in Madden, I'm still in your house. Like you said, that's a certain
it's
line.
It's a little bit of respect, man. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, ultimately it's very disrespectful. You know, I'm assuming, you know, it's just going to set up future competitions and shit. But I feel like Cam is classy enough that if he scored a touchdown in San Francisco, he wouldn't kiss his pecs like Kaepernick.
You know, I don't think Cam would do that, but I think Cam going to fuck his woman now.
I mean, probably, you know, if that's what Kaepernick's into. I think
there has to be some level of get back.
Yeah, something's got to happen.
And say what you want, man. It's only so much Cam can take as a person. And people been riding him real hard. No homo, no disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
But they have since he's been in college. It's only with so much he can take. He has to have a breaking point. And I just imagine your playoff game, national TV, a dude you think your friend, yeah. embarrasses you like that. I don't know.
I just don't want you talking about we friends after that. Like, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, do your thing, swag it out, pick on me, whatever the fuck happens. But don't be in the press conference talking about me and him cool. We not cool. With like, we might have been cool. We not cool no more. That was so fucked up, man. Especially cause they black quarterbacks, it should be a little bit of camaraderie there. You know what I mean? Like if he would have did like some white quarterback celebration, and I guess they don't really have a lot, but you know, if he would have like adjusted his bolo tie after scoring on Phillip Rivers' team, I would be like, haha, that's good. But it's like only a handful of black people, man. Calm down.
And you can do the bolo tie thing cause it's something that people have kind of been joking for a while. It's not just a him thing, but.
But you know what? I don't think white quarterbacks really have a thing. Like, or like, say if he scored on Denver last year and did the Tim Tebow in the end zone, I would have been like, that's disrespectful, but it's okay with me because Tim Tebow is a white dude, so fuck him.
Well, the other thing is he has his own celebration.
Right. Why are you doing Cam shit?
He practiced that shit. He even practiced buttoning it up.
Mm-hmm.
How should I button it up?
What an asshole, man. But, yeah, anyway, analyzing the game, Cam Newton threw two picks, threw a touchdown, ran for 54 yards, 10 carries, which was a lot of carries for him because, this year they haven't really been running with him like this.
You know, the thing is, though, man, and I was so shocked at the second half, because the first quarter, Steve Smith was getting off.
Yeah, he was hurt, clearly. Did you see, like, when they showed that highlight montage of, like, him after the first, that touchdown he caught, his hammy was not working with him, dog. He was struggling. And it just, like, it lends me to what we've been saying all year. This is why you can't rely on an old dude for your wide receiver, man. You need to draft a number one receiver or trade to get a number one receiver. Steve Smith is not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not that he's terrible. It's just everybody gets old, man. It's just part of life. He just is not the dude that, consistently is going to be the double team. I don't think he had a 100-yard receiving game the whole season. You know, I'm sure he toughed it out. I'm sure he's playing hard as he can, but you know, you can't be sitting up here talking about some, you know, we just going to roll it with Steve Smith again. Like hopefully next year they'll learn, they'll get somebody. Brandon LaFell is not that dude. Teddy Ginn, as cool as he's been here in North Carolina, he's still a number three receiver.
Man, that pressure, they showed they could not handle the pressure.
Yeah. Oh, and the dude, the goddamn defense played so stupid. Did you like, dude, penalties, trying to fight people, extending the drive with late hits? Like, it was like, right. What are y'all doing?
And not only that, but with Bolden of all people.
Yeah, first of all, it's nothing you can do to Anquan Boldin he won't do to himself. Okay, that dude played with a broken face like 3 weeks after getting his face broke and didn't even take painkillers.
Right. They must have forgot when he was out there playing with Fitzgerald, the type of dude he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that was just a few years ago.
Dude, I remember when he drugged the Panthers defense by himself to the end zone. Like, that wasn't that long ago when he was in Arizona and that right. Motherfucker took like seven dudes where he said, look, guys, we're going to the end zone. Hop aboard. And everybody said, I want to ride. And he took them all to the end zone on his back.
Because didn't Arizona win that year or lost in the Super Bowl?
Lost in the Super Bowl, I believe.
Because him and Fitzgerald, like, one on one side, him on the other, like, you had to remember that game. Like, he was killing. You had to know the type of dude Bolden is.
And they were trying so hard to be intimidating, but they were being stupid, man. Even the last, like, I want to say the last time that they had the 49ers had the ball, the Panthers were down two scores and they had them in like third and long. They actually got the third down stop and then somebody got a penalty for swinging a punch at somebody. I was like, what?
Did they not realize Bolden, like, he's built like LeBron in basketball? Like, mm-hmm. That's how much bigger he is than everyone else in football. Yep. They must not realize that, like, he a big ass strong dude.
Yeah.
And all them dudes, I don't know if people notice this, but if, you know, I think the coach take a lot of the spotlight from the players for San Francisco. But, there's some niggas out there on the San Francisco team.
Yeah. Well, I felt like the 49ers also got like a lot of calls until the end with that Cam Newton, like that roughing the passer call that was horrible, where Cam turned to his right and the dude just happened to be standing there. Yep. And it was like, roughing the passer. I was like, neither one of them saw each other. But, okay, cool. They got that one call, but it felt like, they missed that 12 minute in a huddle call going to halftime. That would have changed it probably from a touchdown to just a field goal.
Yep. It would have kept the score of the game different.
Yeah. It was just a crazy game. And to me, I was like, all props to the 49ers because they went on the road and won this game and they played like some veterans who had been here before. Like they just like the defense played like, hey, this is what we do. They also did something in the offseason that the Panthers need to do. They went and got them some wide receivers to help their quarterback out.
Didn't they? They went and got Bolden.
Yeah.
Super Bowl winning champion Bolden.
So, and Manningham didn't even play this year and they got him too. But anyway, great game. And the 49ers played Denver and, it was one of those games that the final score is 27-17, but it's very deceptive.
Yeah, because that game wasn't close at all.
Yeah, there was like the Broncos had like 24 or like 17-0 for like most of the fourth quarter, and then the Chargers started scoring. And it was like, yeah, congrats, nigga, bye. But it's all setting up next week, man. Patriots versus Denver. What do you think, bro?
I'm going with the Patriots.
Makes sense.
And the reason why is because they've seen Peyton Manning enough to know all his plays. They've been having a cameraman follow him around all season long. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even, I know they, not just game field cameraman, but there's been a guy in the stands with a camera and he has multiple seats throughout the stadium. And depending on where they are in the field, that's the seat he goes to so he can zoom in on Peyton Manning and his plays. That's real talk.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos because I always go with what I want to see and not what I think will happen. fuck the Patriots. Fuck them cheating ass cameramen. And fuck Bill Belichick while you're at it, too. So fuck them. And hopefully Peyton can win and get some more of that dirt off his shoulder. Stop feeling so bad about, you know, people can stop bringing up the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning aspect of this all the time. Also I think it'd be good for the sport if the Patriots continue to lose in the playoffs.
It will be good for the sport. It'll help clean it up. But the problem is, and I am a little worried, they didn't give the Chargers 21 points the first half.
It was a little different. They played defense. They ran the ball well.
Right, and with the Patriots, if they give the Patriots 21 points, I don't see them coming back from that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they didn't do it last week, I don't know if they're going to do it this week or not. And if they don't spot the Patriots 21 points, it'll be a very close game.
Yeah, it will. It will. I mean, I expect it to be close no matter what, but I'd love to see Denver win this, man. Just tired of Tom. Of course, the 49ers play Seahawks. I'm assuming you're going Seahawks.
I'm going Seahawks.
Yep.
Obviously you don't like Kaepernick at this point, so.
Yeah, I was Seahawks all day. I'd rather have the safe Negro go in there and get that ring against Peyton Manning or vice versa. You know, I would even take the other way. Like Peyton Manning could win it too. Kaepernick gotta go. Nope.
Now, can I ask you based off of, you know, support of Miami and things like that, will you start calling Kaepernick a half a Negro? Is that appropriate? For his actions, is that appropriate?
Wait, why would I call him half Negro? What happened in Miami with half Negros?
With the bullying?
No, I'm not going to call him half nigga. No, I would never do
you
that.
You want to call him a half a Negro?
No, I'm just not going to respect him. That's all. Russell Wilson, man, it's up to you, bro. You got the glow now. You got the juice, as they would say in the movie Juice on that rooftop.
I wonder, does he play in Converse? Can you tell him to kiss your Converse?
I don't know. It's up to him, bro.
Russell, though, I'm not saying you have to complete more than 9 passes, but I'd like to see the receivers catch more than 9 passes this game.
It's going to take more than 9 passes to beat the 49ers because they can actually stop the run. You know what I mean? So Marshawn Lynch probably not going to get that 140 yards again and 2 touchdowns against them.
He already beat them one time before with like 8-9 passes. Earlier in the season, but it's the playoffs. It's different.
I'm just saying they have a good enough defense to make Russell Wilson have to throw it. the thing is, Russell Wilson can throw it. It's just he don't always do it. So I don't think it'll be that big a problem unless somebody gets hurt or something. And I don't even think they'll need Percy Harvin.
Watching that game last week, it made me want AJ Green on the Seattle even more. I mean, I'm campaigning. Mm-hmm. I'm campaigning for Green to go to Seattle.
Part of me wonders if they had AJ Green, if it would actually hurt them, because they take a lot less chances in the passing game, so they have a lot less chances for mistakes because they don't force passes, really. And I wonder if they had AJ Green, if they would feel pressure to be like, all right, we got AJ Green. Let's start chucking it up there. Let's get them some numbers.
See, I think they're so fundamentally sound that they would stick to the plan of running the ball. But when AJ Green numbers would still be like 90 yards, 120, 90 yards. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to him consistently, the one time you don't and you're like, we got to stop this run, they throwing it up there to him.
That's interesting, man. I don't know how they would do it because, you know. Well, but we would, I mean, we'll probably never know because I doubt he'll go up there, but that would be crazy. Like, I don't know how you would ever beat them if AJ Green was on the team as well.
Especially with a healthy Percy Harvin.
DeSean Jackson got robbed.
Man, did he or was he in on the insurance scam?
Eagles receiver DeSean Jackson has at least 375,000 reasons to want a new contract. He's been complaining about wanting a new contract, wanting his money. People been mad. People don't think he should get a new contract. What you think about it, Justin?
I think he needs the money right now. Get that man his money.
Inside game. I think you got to pay him because y'all got to pay Riley Cooper. And if you pay Riley Cooper, you got to pay every nigga on the team.
Well, we said it a few weeks ago. He was going to be in though. Not him, but his agent would be in there saying, give me my money.
Yeah. He'd be like, I saw what you did for Cooper. Now, come on.
So we knew this was coming, but I think he's in on it. I mean, we know he hangs out with Terrio. Mm-hmm. Who knows what Terrio was that evening?
Yep.
He got three safes in his house. They broke into all the safes.
According to Philly, the burglar struck at his home, removing $250,000 in cash, $125,000 in jewelry, and two semi-automatic handguns. There were no signs of forced entries, but two safes were broken into and a third safe was stolen. Per the report, Jackson's mother told police that his friends have access to the house when Jackson is home, but that Jackson keeps the second floor of the house locked. Also, neighbors reportedly said that a lot of people come and go from the residence.
Yeah, he in on it. It's some real nigga shit.
Sounds like it to me.
I just want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
So Gary Payton says he did an interview sounding like an old man. He was saying that he has some issues with the way the NBA is today.
Because they have to wear suits to the games. He doesn't like that. Or dress up for the
Because they don't play jazz in the locker room anymore. Yeah, they asked him like, hey, man, what's your problems with the game? And nothing pleases an old black man more than being able to tell you what his problems is with the kids today.
Jersey's too long or something.
First of all, need to put pants up.
He want them back short like they was in his day.
Skinny jeans. That's the problem.
I mean, he did get a ring in Miami, didn't he? He should be happy.
He said, basically everything is my problem with the game. Everything.
You didn't have a problem with Sean Kemp hanging from the rim, grabbing his nuts, though. That's okay. Okay.
Not using a condom, impregnating half of Seattle. You ain't had no problem with that then.
Okay. Isn't his baby mama on Basketball Wise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. You might be thinking about Kenny Anderson.
But they was friends, wasn't they?
Yeah. Let's just throw it on him. Let's give him the slander anyway. Yeah. So, yes. It's no defense. It's just running good. To me, there's only three point guards in the NBA that impress me. I got Chris Paul, Rondo, and another kid that I like a lot and forgot his name right now. Oh, and Tony Parker. That's the only three NBA players in there. Well, I figured he would like Chris Paul, punch people in the nuts.
Shite. I mean, he kept white stuff in his head, so can you trust anything Gary Payton says?
That's too much touch fouls every time you touch and they say stay on the free throw line. That's no way to watch basketball. When we were playing, it was rough and tough. Even superstars like me fouled out a lot. What? Gary, come on, man. Superstar.
I mean, you went to one Olympics, bro.
Come on,
bro.
Superstar.
You went to one Olympics.
Are we really saying superstar?
Was he part of the dream team?
Superstar Gary Payton, huh? If I was asking a kid right now who Gary Payton is, they gonna know. Kids that grew up only seeing Kobe, they gonna know.
Do they know about your crossover? Oh, because yeah. That's Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, that's Tim Hardaway with the crossover.
He had dog commercials?
Yeah. Do they know your nickname is the Glove, Gary? Do they know that?
Come
on, bro.
What's it?
Your go-to move was defense. That's why you was like Michael Jordan somewhere. Like, I didn't foul out a lot. I was a superstar. I don't know what Gary's talking about. He said that's because they let people play it. If you do something, then you call it. But nowadays, it's not like that. This is the era. This is what kids want to see. You see PlayStations, they scoring 50 and 60 with one player. And that's what they want to see on TV. And I don't go with that. My era, give me one-on-one with somebody. Nigga, Jordan was like constantly lighting people up for 50 and 60 in your era. What?
How many playoffs did Gary Payton go to?
I don't know.
Before he switched to the, how many teams did he play for? He played for the Sonics. Mm-hmm. He left there and went to LA. Because he never won anything.
Miami.
Then he went to Miami, finally got a ring following Shaq.
Also, man, I hate when these dudes get so nostalgic and start making shit up. Scoring was like, you can't have it both ways. My era was the era of supreme defense, blah, blah, blah. But then whenever I say like, oh yeah, NBA players, you know, they don't shoot as well. Yeah, my era was the era of great shooters. We could score 50 points getting off the plane. It was nothing. Like, well, you can't have it both. What kind of defense was it?
Yeah.
We scored the most points over the best defense ever. My era, give me one-on-one with somebody and stop him. And right now, you can't do that with a player because if you touch him, you go into the foul line and you're fouling out. Let him be rough. If he got an opportunity to go at you in the offensive end, let me go at him and on the defensive end and rough him up. So that's why I like basketball, and I don't think it's like that.
Man, can I just say this is a typical salty-ass dark-skinned dude? I know this is not the format for it, but... That's a lot of salty dark skinned dudes out there.
Yeah, I won't fight you. Speaking of salty dark skinned people, Gabrielle Union blamed herself for Dwayne Wade's cheating ways.
Say it ain't so, Mary Jane. Say it ain't so.
Said she was working too hard on being Mary Jane. I'm like, you gonna let a BET show come between you and your man? That's acceptable. We start doing that now. That's okay.
You know what's crazy is for all the women that support her. Y'all realize she's setting y'all back about 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all shouldn't even be allowed to have your own vote right about now if you go with her logic.
This right here, it erases women's suffrage as far as I'm concerned. People say stupid shit like this.
She said going to work, having a career, caused her man to cheat on her.
So what was his excuse for Siobhan when Siobhan was staying at home with the kids?
Right.
And there every day for him, you know, and he still was ended up cheating on her. What was the excuse then, Mary Jane?
Right. What? Because I recall telling you when you first hooked up with him, he will treat you just like her. Like it's not a you thing. It's a him thing.
Yeah, but suddenly you don't understand. Siobhan somewhere sitting around talking about smoking her cigarette.
I'm glad Siobhan made it out when she did, being abused in that relationship. Bad Negro.
While all the time that I was loving you
were busy loving yourself.
Well, technically, yeah, help.
I will stop breathing if you
told me to.
Now you're busy
loving someone else.
11 years of my life.
You know, Siobhan, get her a glass of wine, probably a bottle of wine, a cigarette. Sit around that dining room table where the kids ain't there. Look out the window and jam to this shit. You know she be looking at them gossip headlines with Gabby. Like, look at this nigga. Back at it again.
She she got. I'm glad she got out when she did. I wish she would come on Medium Talk and tell her story.
Mm-hmm. I would let her tell her side, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it out there,
Savon. Tell your side of the story. There's no judging here. We with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
Dwayne. So yeah, that's just sad, man.
Dwayne, punk ass. Yes, Dwayne.
Steve Smith apparently got into it with a reporter after the loss. Which, I mean, isn't that the reporter's fault?
Right. I'm laughing at the reporter.
It's Steve Smith at the loss. What do you think he's going
to
say?
I wish he'd put hands on him.
Yeah, Steve Smith not the kind of dude that this is one of those dudes you don't interview at the loss. You just walk away. Any questions for me? Mm-mm. Nope.
Look, you can say I have no questions, however. If there's anything you want to get off your chest.
Yeah. Just say it to the mic, Steve. Whatever you want to say, man. I'll move out your way.
I don't interview him with my phone. You know, you see a lot of the new reporters now, mm-hmm. they have their phone out recording the interview. Nope. Yep. Not my phone. He needs a mic.
To give him a microphone that's company property.
Right. He did a watch it.
So,
he an angry black man.
You got to win 4 games, 5 games. We wouldn't do that.
Would you watch any more playoff football? Would you be cheering for the Seahawks against the Niners, given how chippy this works for there? Do you not really care at this point?
You really want me to fuck you upside down? That was the dumbest question. That's the second dumbest question you asked me. I only cheer for one team. Actually, two teams. My team and my kids' team. Other than that, I can give a bleep.
Did you see that smile he had at the end? That was like, if these cameras weren't here, I would punch you in your fucking face.
He was also proud of himself at that moment.
Yeah. Because
he didn't give him the reaction that guy wanted.
Yeah, and that was a dumb question. So now that you're out of it, will you be cheering for the Seahawks? He was looking like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Although, Steve, you should cheer for the Seahawks. I'm just saying.
He's like, man, I don't, like, how you gonna ask me this right after I lost? Speaking of people that can't handle loss well, RG3 back, y'all. He back in the news. He went on Facebook and he posted a response to somebody asking him a question. And in a day and age where we constantly are bombarded with thoughts about athletes, you're on their Facebook pages, the Twitter accounts, you're trying to find out everything you know about the girlfriends and all this shit. The overwhelming response to this Facebook post seemed to be shut the fuck up. I don't know if you noticed it too, Justin, but almost nobody was like, oh, cool. I'm glad that he's speaking up and saying, everybody pretty much was like, shut the fuck up. We don't care.
I said it during the season.
Yeah.
About 5 weeks in, I was like, I want him to go away. This was about 5 weeks into the season. I was like, I just want him to go away.
Well, he says here, I usually don't do this because everyone will have an opinion on what you do or don't do. But to answer your question, first of all, when you started like that, it's nowhere it could go but down. I normally don't do this, but against the advice of my agents, PR representatives, and assistants, I'm going to answer your question. I wear a sleeve because, well, the same reason Pierre Garçon wears a Fang mouthpiece. Santana Moss wears a hand warmer that is 70 degrees. Will Montgomery wears elbow pads. Alfred Morris wears shin guards. London Fletcher doesn't wear sleeves in below freezing weather. Adam Carriker does bicep curls and tricep extensions before a game. Chris Baker dances before every game in the locker room. Logan Paulson does two-hand spikes when he celebrates touchdowns. Chris Chester does ninja spins to block people. Some guys wear sleeves and some don't. Some guys wear wristbands and some don't, etc., etc. What the fuck was the question? Why you wear a sleeve? Like, is this the answer you want to give?
I think it was because he was wearing gloves.
So then he started getting sassy with it because he capitalized we, okay? So then when I read, I'm going to read a little more sassy. He says, you see, we do these things because they make us comfortable. Not to be different, been wearing a sleeve and glove for 10 years. You see, we are a team. You think I want it to be national news that I visit a beach or shop at Walmart or wore red shoes instead of green yesterday? Well, I don't. I am striving, quote unquote, striving. That's sassy. I am quote unquote striving for greatness, just like my fellow teammates do. The quote unquote attention that comes from being a quarterback in this league is what you are referring to. All the press conferences and talking to the media, mandated by the league to have a press conference every week during the season and during team activities during the off season. Oh, wait, you must be talking about the commercials. Right. Okay. So what was the deal with those in 2012? We won the division. So in 2013, when we get knocked down and finish last is because of the commercials. If that is your reason, then I have nothing more to say. We will get back up. That is what matters. I hope I answered your question well enough and that you continue to keep supporting the team. HTTR, exclamation points. Here's the thing. I agree with him 100%. But you can't talk your way out of this shit. No matter how good you think you can talk, no matter how many degrees you got, no matter how many people told you you're articulate and well-spoken, winning is the only way out of this shit, and you can't do it right now because y'all aren't playing games. You gotta go away, bro. I'm sorry. There's no other answer to this shit other than you just have to go away until next season. You come back and you can talk. You can talk your shit then when you win games, but until then, everything you're saying is going to be used against you next year, if y'all don't win. How many times are they going to bring up this Facebook post if the Redskins start off 2-4? They're going to be bringing this shit up left and right, man. So just walk away, RG3.
I don't think he's ever, he's like that kid that hasn't ever lost a fight. Mm-hmm. Or if he lost a fight, he didn't realize it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you do realize you're losing right now, right? And because people have always kind of been like, oh, you did a great job. Like, you know, his inside close people. I don't think he realized he's making an ass of himself. He just doesn't. It's one of those things where all the kids get a trophy for participating. You're all winners. No, some people do lose. And this is how you lose. Right now, bro, you losing. You losing endorsements. You losing fans. You losing the locker room. You losing games. Go win a game.
That's the thing. Like, if somebody was going to, I guess before you write something like this, the first thing I'd be like is, whose mind do you think you're going to change? That's what I would ask. Like, what's going to happen from this post? Are people that weren't supporting you going to start to understand? Because I don't think they are. They know all this shit and they just don't care. You can only get out of this by winning. Everything else is a shortcut.
Yep. And you think let Peyton Manning or Tom Brady start losing. They gonna treat him like Eli. Get the fuck out of New York.
Yep.
They want a new quarterback.
Have you heard about this Lance Stevenson video? Trying to get himself into the to the All-Star game?
I haven't, but he should be in.
Hustle Films presents.
I support this 100%.
I like Lance. He should be in the All-Star game. It's,
yeah. People have been talking about his dignity and his corny and shit. I support it 100%.
That shit was funny.
I didn't even think it was that funny. I just like that he trying. I like that he not scared to be silly. Not every black dude got to be all fucked up. More importantly, man, his background and shit, it's good for him that, you know, like, I never thought he would be able to get to this level and, you know, kind of become, you know, any level of a household name. And, he's doing it. So, good. I'm glad he's being silly and having fun. I don't know why anybody would be against this. Not to mention he should make the All-Star game, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got the best record in the East. Mm-hmm. And only two of your guys making it.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll be a starter or anything, but just on the team, that's all.
Yeah, he's
not a lot to ask for.
And the thing is, they have this best record in the East. I mean, he is a key part in that.
He's the second leading scorer on the team with the best record in the East.
He's their point guard.
Yeah.
I mean, Hill is on the team, but Stevenson is the point guard of the team.
Yeah, he makes shit go. Kellen Winslow apparently got found masturbating in an SUV outside of Target.
I mean, when you just gotta let your frustration out, you just gotta do it.
Well, obviously the number one thing here is it's better than going to Walmart, right?
Right.
If you're gonna be jacking off, you wanna do it at Target.
The main issue is dry jacking though.
Maybe. We don't know what was in the car.
I don't know. Just, it seems like it was a spur of the moment decision.
We don't know what. I keep lotion in my car. It appears that the New York Jets tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. was arrested back in November for possession of synthetic marijuana in a Target parking lot in New Jersey. The reason police approached him was because a woman reported she had seen him masturbating in his vehicle. What is life like? Well, you got to go jerk it in your car outside of Target. Are you just like, damn, look at that bitch right
there. How was she so nosy, though? Like,
you're right.
I don't imagine him being in a car that don't have tinted windows. And I'm talking about the illegal tint where it's super dark. This bitch had to have her head pressed up against the window to see what he was doing.
According to court documents, an unnamed woman who parked next to a black Cadillac Escalade outside of Target in East Hanover, November 19th, saw a man in the SUV, Winslow, masturbating. As she exited her vehicle, she commented to the male regarding how cold it was. As she stood near the open driver's side window of the Escalade, she observed the male's erect penis. She stated that she believed it was masturbating. The woman provided a written statement regarding her account. Maybe he was trying to pick her up. Oh, sure it's cold. He was like, not in these pants. Boy, yon, yon, yon. And so then she was like, I'm out.
So she parked next to him, stuck her head in his vehicle, and was like, it sure is cold.
Was like, look at his dick.
Instead of eye contact, she looks down at the dick print.
Right. Not dick print. The dick was out.
You're right. Looks at
the dick. Like, well, maybe,
I'm trying to help out killing.
He's like, maybe you would like some hot beef injections.
I'm trying to help out killing. You know what I mean? Was there somebody else in the car? There had to be somebody else in the car, and he was about to get
His dick. Him and his dick were chilling in the car together.
And there had to be a chick. She in the car, and when the woman left, she ran into Target real quick.
An officer who responded to the scene discovered Winslow slouched in his seat and moving around. The NFL player told the officer he was looking for Boston Market, but he got lost. Although Winslow's genitals were not exposed, they did see two open containers of Vaseline on the center console.
Damn it, this was pre-planned. Damn it, Kellen. I tried to help you out, bro. I tried to, you know, spur the moment. Just, you know, maybe it was a woman in the car. You got two cans of Vaseline. This
who?
You're a habitual. This is a problem at this point. This is a problem.
Yeah, this ain't the first time.
This is a problem.
He came prepared. He had a spare can of Vaseline just in case, nigga. This is a open and shut case.
I'm riding around and getting it for real. This is truly I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Oh my God. That is an open and shut case where you have that means you have Vaseline and a backup if something happened to your Vaseline.
You think he just got dry lips and he addicted to putting Vaseline?
Yeah, he's like, look, man, I just got really dry lips. Well, you sure do have a very shiny hand for some dry lips. Yeah, you know, I like to keep my hands moisturized too. And there's a lot of grease on your pants area. Well, you know, I like to keep my pants kind of greasy too. And
jogging pants leave any kind of stain on them.
Yeah, that had some chili earlier.
It don't come off the jogging pants, off the gray sweats.
Two open containers. Man. That's over container law, dude. That's like having two bottles of gin open at the container. Two over containers of Vaseline. Winslow reportedly told the officer that he smoked Mr. Happy and another substance called Funky Monkey because they wouldn't show up on NFL drug tests. This nigga's telling all his business. Lab tests revealed Winslow was in possession of synthetic marijuana, and he was formally charged on December 30th, pleaded not guilty last week. He was not charged with any crimes, including involving the lewd behavior.
Man. Just do a stay at home and open your window up or something. I don't know.
Two cans of Vaseline.
Get a back deck, Kellen. You know what I mean? Just get your deck in the backyard and just don't put a fence up. You know what I mean?
Right. Just something.
Something. And that way you can expose yourself to the neighbors.
Go rent one of those porn mansions that they do on pornos and fuck in all the rooms and in the backyard like they do for the movies. Just rent it out
right for
a weekend, you know, shoot shit everywhere and start satisfy your urge.
Pay some escorts to just come over and watch.
Yeah, at this point, it just sounds like this is his thing. Because he had to go out of his way to do this shit. Not to mention he was still there when the cops got there.
But why?
Like, once somebody sees your dick and they are like, no, sir, you need to get to vacate the premises.
Right.
They might be calling somebody.
But this is the thing, though. Why did this nigga say he got lost looking for chicken?
Right, of course.
Why did he get
chicken
lost
alibi
looking for chicken?
I'm just trying to make it to Red Robin. I'm in Boston Market.
Couldn't come up with nothing else?
It was the one thing they would believe.
Nothing else.
Did you see the Lakers fight?
It wasn't a fight.
First of all, that was a trick question. The Lakers didn't fight anybody.
Right.
Swaggy P was out there swinging on niggas. Swaggy P apparently got into a fight with some of the Phoenix, with the Phoenix Suns.
It was Swaggy P against all the Suns.
Never seen a dude that one is the loneliest number that you ever do.
Prime and Knight back at one.
Dude, no one came to help this dude. And everybody was making all kinds of excuses. D'Antoni said basically he didn't want people to fight. Which is hilarious.
Man, leadership, man. You think Doc would have said that?
I feel like D'Antoni only said that because nobody went and fought. He's like, see, that proves that we're a good team. I said, don't go fight. And they didn't.
Man. They show more effort to run down and help a guy up after a random fall.
Yep.
Than this, right? It's sad, man. It's making the Lakers look bad, man. It's enough with the jokes about, you know, Steve Nash paying him just to get massages every day. But at least go pull people away from your teammate. They didn't even go when do
your,
that.
When your name is Swaggy P, though, I feel like you got to fight by yourself.
Even if you don't like him, I take that back. Because there's certain people at the gym. I'm watching. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to sit down and grab my popcorn.
Yep. Swaggy might be one of them people on the team. J.R. Smith, by the way. Lakers had a team meeting and everything's fine now.
Yeah, whatever. He just cussed everybody out in the meeting.
Speaking of cussing people out in the meeting, J.R. Smith aired his grievances with the coaching staff after a loss to Charlotte. He had a run-in with Coach Mike Woodson. Apparently before getting benched in Charlotte.
He did play last night though.
Mm-hmm. So I guess everything's over now. But here's the thing. It's your fault, nigga. Like, I don't understand how he could ever, why does he feel like this is something where I am entitled to cuss my coach out? Yep. It's your fault. He's not against you. He's not trying to make you not successful. You are a terrible, terrible player this year.
You don't understand that?
Yeah, like what?
You ain't never seen that before.
You don't understand what shooting percentage means.
I'm asking you, ain't never seen that before from a person like J.R. Smith. Seen that before.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You never seen
it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't make it right or acceptable or cool. It's terrible.
Man, J.R. Smith remind me of every dude I ever played basketball with growing up on West Boulevard.
Yeah.
I'm shocked he's still in the league.
Yeah.
I signed him for that extension. I was like, oh, I'm mad that they mad.
Typical Knicks organizational fail.
Right.
Giving this dude money. This nigga is untying people's shoes at the free throw line.
I'm mad they mad. You knew what you was getting with J.R. Smith. Why are you mad?
They put his brother on the team. This is why the Knicks ain't never gonna prosper, man. Not my lifetime.
You don't, wow, that's like wifing a hoe and being mad that she out there hoeing.
Yep.
Why are you mad? I'm mad they mad. That's who I'm more upset. I'm more upset with the Knicks organization.
Let's see what else we got here. John Amici said that homophobia is an issue in the NBA, but it ain't the issue that's keeping Jason Collins' ass from getting a job. Jason Collins is the guy who became famous, even more famous, for being the first publicly gay athlete in North America's four major team sports to actively be trying to play. He was not re-signed by the Washington Wizards, and nobody else signed him, and people were like, is he getting blackballed? Is he getting put out the league?
Nah, he's just...
No, he's sorry.
Just trash. Him and his brother.
Yeah, they sorry. And he's 35.
You should listen to Balls Deep, because we covered this a while back.
He's 35, and he's sorry.
And 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's no... Even Kwame Brown probably... First of all, Kwame Brown stayed in the league almost as long as this dude.
Mm-hmm.
You should still be in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. You sorry.
It's not because you're gay.
Yep. Nothing to do with you being gay. You sorry.
Now, here's the question, though.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not my opinion. It's just a question. Because there aren't as many, homosexuals in the league, is it saying that homosexuals just aren't that good at basketball?
I don't think so. It's kind of like saying, there's not a lot of black people in Major League Baseball.
I meant basketball.
No. I'm saying, but it's like, I'm making an analogy.
Okay.
It's like saying, well, there's not a lot of black people in Major League Baseball, so black people must not be able to be good at it. It's like, well, also, we're not really, like, necessarily steered there, but the black people who are there are good. You know what I mean? So, and then.
Well, I'm basing it off the one, so far, the one that came out.
Oh, yeah, that's trash. Too small a sample size for my scientific analysis. John Amici was good, and he said he was gay the whole time, so I don't know.
Was he good?
Yeah, he was good.
He won rings?
No, not that good. Now you raising the, you raising a level. You raising a level.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
Yeah. You raised the bar from just being a good player to like need to be Jordan.
I'm trying to
shit.
Make the outliers valid. That's all.
The GM for the Panthers finally admitted that Cam Newton is a franchise QB. Fuck you. LeBron James. LeBron, what the fuck is that? What the fuck has he ever not done for your sorry ass? How about you? Are you the GM for this team?
He won't be GM long.
Are you the GM for this team? Draft a wide receiver, you fucking ass face. How about that? How about we start with your job? Draft one good wide receiver. One in my lifetime. That would be cool. This motherfucker talking about, you know, he finally proved he's the franchise quarterback. Give him a franchise wide receiver, you fucking dick face. God, y'all sicking me. Can you even name who are the number one wide receivers throughout the Panthers histories? Let's look at every year. Steve Smith. The year Steve Smith got hurt. Also, Steve Smith. Man, get the fuck out of here. You gotta be out your goddamn mind.
Yo, were there any other franchise quarterbacks we don't know about?
Yeah, what is this shit? He's finally a franchise quarterback because we went 12-4.
Winky, we did have Winky.
He didn't even have as good a year as he had last year for you sorry fuckers. The defense finally played good. That's all that happened. The defense finally wasn't ass balls terrible. And now you're sitting around talking about, so he a franchise quarterback now. He was a franchise quarterback the day he stepped on the fucking field when he won rookie of the year. You fucking asshole. God. They stay raising the ball on these black quarterbacks, man. Next year's gonna be like, you know, he's okay. He didn't win the Super Bowl. God damn it. Anyway, LeBron is jealous of Kevin Durant's field goal attempts. And I'm gonna call bullshit on this. He ain't jealous at all. LeBron, I don't know if people been watching. LeBron is so good. He's on cruise control. Like, he's not playing hard anymore this year. He's like, I'm going to turn it on in the playoffs, and my team's going to turn it on in the playoffs. All we got to do is just make it to the playoffs. We ain't trying to have the best record. We got this.
I was wondering, was that question, because I didn't read the question, mm-hmm. like, and how it was proposed to him, mm-hmm. but was the question even fair when it was brought up? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, to even bring up the discussion, because when I first heard it, I was like, so he don't have a green light in Miami? Is that what he's saying? He doesn't mm-hmm. have a green light now? I was like, well, is he throwing shots at Durant, saying he just take crazy, reckless shots, unnecessary?
See, that's the thing. LeBron doesn't take any bad shots, really.
Right. So I'm saying, like, was he yeah. saying Durant takes these terrible shots?
Like, according to it, I mean, the quote is, I get jealous sometimes when I look over at KD and he's like 16 for 32 from the field and then 14 for 34. Man. He said, I'm not much of a force shot kind of guy, but there are games where I have it going. And then at the end of the game, I'm like, damn, I shot 12 for 16. Why don't I get up at least six or seven more? I definitely notice it. So yeah, he's basically saying, you know what I've been saying for a while. If LeBron did shoot 28, 30 times in a game all the time, he'd probably be averaging damn near 40.
What was the end of the quote? That's not winning basketball, though.
The end of the quote was,
I should have said that.
I think he says, I got two rings. Fuck that nigga. No. It says, first of all, oh wait, is this the same one? First of all, you have to have an unbelievable mindset to get up 30 shots. I always think about it, though. If I get up to high 20s, 30 shots a game, what could I do today with the way I'm playing? Well, you could go out and do it if you want to.
Okay.
You ain't really doing much else right now. And I don't mean that in a negative way. He looks bored. He's so good. He just, like, I've been watching Heat games where they literally just be like, man, first three quarters is whatever y'all want to do. Fourth quarter, we're going to try to win. And if we don't, we'll do it next week. You know? Lions hire for ex-Colts head coach. Or was he head coach? Well, they are Jim Caldwell. He black. That's all y'all need to know.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got fired.
Yep.
Because wasn't he the intern coach after Peyton left?
Yep.
Yeah, he shouldn't have lost his job, man.
Arian Foster's in trouble. It's apparently a pregnancy scandal.
A U of H student says she's pregnant with Arian Foster's baby and claims the Texans running back won't stop harassing her to get an abortion. She sat down with our Jeremy Rogowski for an exclusive interview.
While the website TMZ splashed these photos of Arian Foster and his alleged lover online.
But I mean, I'm 20. I'm scared. I'm another single mom.
She was sitting down with 11 News. Meet 20-year-old Brittany Norwood.
I still can't believe everything, really.
The UH senior describes a roller coaster love affair that she says began last summer at Hotel Zaza, where Foster was staying during training camp.
As soon as he got out of, you know, practice, he would text me and I would come over there and we would hang out.
Their relationship continued, Norwood says, despite Foster's subpar injury-filled season. The TMZ photos show the two in California after Foster's back surgery.
But things quickly turned nasty, according to this lawsuit, when Norwood learned she was pregnant, told Foster it was his, and that she was keeping the baby.
It alleges both Foster and his brother engaged in a pattern of extreme and outrageous conduct, harassing Norwood to get an abortion.
He's like, you can't have this. You can't have this kid.
Norwood shared some of the text messages Foster allegedly sent.
He just kept referring to it as, you know, I'm not ready for this. I'll lose my kids if my wife finds out. Like, she's going to take my children.
We want his conduct stopped, and we want the harassment to end.
Norwood's attorney, Douglas York, is seeking a temporary restraining order against the Pro Bowl running back and a DNA test to prove he's the dad. As for Brittany Norwood,
if I'm Arian Foster and I'm sitting here right now, what do you look me in the eye and what do you tell me?
You know, it's hard going to ultrasounds and not having, you know, somebody there with you. And I just,
I want him to love my son the way I do.
Jeremy Rogowski, KHOU 11 News.
So we wanted to get the other side. Foster's attorney says it's not appropriate to comment since this is a pending court matter. A hearing on the restraining order is scheduled for Wednesday.
Just hours.
Okay. A few things. Number one, there's so many things in this story. I need to write something down. All right. First things first. How do you involve your brother in the harassment? How does that phone call go?
I mean, well, his brother ain't got shit else to do.
Hey, Justin, man, I got this chick pregnant, man. And, I know. No, it's not my wife. It's, my jump off.
Oh. You shooting up the club and you jump off?
Yeah, dog. You know, I was on a break. I was on the Dwayne Wade break. I don't wear condoms on breaks. Y'all know this. When I take a break, my sperm's supposed to take a break with me.
I feel you, bro. You know I got a few baby mamas myself.
Hey, man, anyway, I need you to call her and intimidate her into getting an abortion. Is that cool? Can you do that for me?
Intimidate without a weapon?
Yeah, without. I mean, say what you got to say. Just, you know, we're just going to kind of constantly intimidate her into getting an abortion. Just tell her stuff like, I can't have it. He can't have his kid.
I mean, I'm really not into threatening women.
Not necessarily a threat. You just tell her, like, what would happen to my family if she has this kid.
I mean, is she bothering you and the family? Is she coming
after you?
I mean,
she says she's going to have the baby. So that's bothering me because it's going to mess up my marriage when my wife finds out I got another kid. So just, can you take care of that for me, man?
I mean,
all right, man. Well, I'll see you Sunday, dog. I'll see you at Mama's house on Saturday night. All right, man.
I mean, I don't.
All right, then, man. We'll talk to you later. I'll text you a number. Bye.
Hey, man.
Bye, man. I gotta go. Hey, I gotta go.
I just don't know about.
I'm about to. Here she come. Here she come.
She a
come.
Woman too, man.
Here she come, dog. Hey, here she come.
I love you and
just,
all, bro.
Hey, just call me back on this number in 5 minutes.
You know I'm on probation, man. I just.
Hey, just call me back on this number in 5 minutes. I'm gonna act like you the abortion doctor.
Okay? Man, I feel you, bro. Just, but you know I'm on probation. I can't.
Dude, what? So that, all right, that's number one. Number two, like you said, huh? We off condoms now? When do we do this? That's the reason I got married. Cause I want to be off condoms forever. That doesn't mean everybody, just the one vagina. It's just the one you can trust, dog. Cannot be trusting these random strange vaginas walking around here. She's 20. Her shit works, bruh. Put a fucking condom on.
You know, when they brought up the age, I was almost like, wait, I hope she's legal. I hope she's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was like, she's aged. I was like, oh, I hope she's legal. I was like, 20, man.
Also,
that's kind of close, man. This
is Wayne's,
thread in the line.
This explains why his back hurt. Right? Nigga back was hurt all season. Cause he was out there, tearing it up.
Here's the other thing, man. You can't get the side chick pregnant, dog. The side
what
chick.
What was he think? And then he picked the whitest of the white women.
The side chick, man.
You know this. They going, you know, the public is going to sign with her, man.
First of all, I had issues with her too. So she concerned about her child not having a father in his life.
Right. But she,
fucking
she
the side chick.
Right. But she fucking a married man.
Where did you think he was going to be involved in this child's life?
Right. Monetarily is where she thought he was gonna be involved. Dude,
I just want the calls to go away.
Just make it, dude.
Can you not change your phone number?
She is so white that they don't even need a defense. They just need her to show up and be white. She gonna get all the money.
I'm gonna tell you what though, she is definitely the black sheep of her family.
Why
you notice
that?
Her parents weren't there in support.
Oh yeah, it's too late. Like
20 years old, parents not there in support.
Cause that's her strategy. Like, well, that's the other thing. She wouldn't let her parents come out there. Cause her strategy is to look like she's all alone with no help. And she's just being harassed by this bully. And she needs him to let her have this baby so she can get half his stuff. And it makes a lot of sense. Also, once she started crying, I said, this nigga gonna lose. No hope. She started crying, dog. It was like, if I was Adrian Foster. If I was Arian Foster, what would you say to me right now? He just said he's famous. I was like, yep, give her the money. Cha-ching. Cha-ching, cha-ching. You fucked up. What a dumbass.
I can't believe that, Negro man.
Ben Tate somewhere like, well, I definitely won't be getting this starting job. Arian Gus to get this starting job now.
He needs the money.
He cannot afford to take a break. He gonna be back early and often next year. Try to get that extension.
I wonder what goes through a woman's mind like his wife when you've been supportive, you've been at the house, take care of the kids, and I'm sure she found out like we found out. He wasn't the one that told her about
oh yeah, for sure. She read it on Deadspin.
Right. Does she leave or does she stay but cut the coochie off?
She gotta stay, man. She gotta stay. That's the rules. You get with an NBA or NFL athlete. The rule is you get to cheat on them. And if anything happens, it's your fault. That's the rule. According to, my man Feek Blurman, who came on the show with, last, Monday, he said that, she would be a skeezer. So don't want to be a skeezer, ladies. PJ Harrison is to join the D League.
Wait, he's not in college anymore?
He is not in college anymore. How astute of you to notice.
I thought he played for Carolina this year.
He does not play for Carolina.
I mean, I know they said, you know, he had his issues off court. They said they weren't going to back him, you know. But did he's still in college, though, right?
No, he's going to play for a minimal salary in the D League rather than go overseas leading up to the NBA draft this season. Yep.
Get that money, young brother. Get that money. And I'm all for more of these young players foregoing college and just go ahead and get that money if they know that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
You know why? They fucking up somebody else's spot who actually really just wants to go to college. And it's not about the money.
Yep.
Now, basketball wouldn't be any good in college. It's already kind of terrible. It'd get a lot worse. Because we know those people really don't play all that well.
And there was a huge, like, scandal kind of thing where going on in North Carolina where this lady who was a tutor came out and basically said that all the players in North Carolina can't read.
Yep.
And I'm shocked. None. Not at all.
I'm shocked she was able to come out with that story.
Well, they've stopped her research. The state of North Carolina has stopped her research already.
What did she think was going to happen?
She probably knew this was a possibility, and she just accepted it like, yep, this is what's going to happen. But it's important to say this. North Carolina has halted the research of reading specialist Mary Willingham until she receives approval from a review board and is investigating statements she made questioning literacy level of Tar Heel athletes. The school said in a statement Thursday evening it has notified Willingham that she can't continue to use data with information that could identify subjects until she applies to the University Institutional Review Board that governs human research. Researchers don't require board approval to research if it doesn't include identifiable information on the suspects, and the school pointed out in a statement. And I'm sounding like a North Carolina student here. In an email to the Associated Press Thursday night, Willingham said she'll go through the board's application process. The gap is academic preparedness between profit sports and students of the NCAA Division I institution perpetuates educational inequality. Until we acknowledge the problem and fix it, many of our athletes, specifically men's basketball and football players, are getting nothing in exchange for their special talents. Right. This is why I always scoff at the idea of, you got a full ride, why do you need money? Do you know how much college education is? And I'm like, why don't you pay them in video game tokens too? Because that is also worthless outside the confines of that fucking place immediately. It's like, you're telling me how much the education is worth. It's 80. I just gave you 80 grand. It's like, well, can I just have my 80 grand to go spend in to buy a car? No, it's in the form of education. Yeah, I would prefer the form of cash. And I would even accept half of this. So, give me my cash.
She is so stupid.
Well, here's the thing, though. Other people have come out, she said, and co-signed it from their university. So it's not, while it looks like she's targeting UNC because that's where she worked, she thinks it's an NCAA problem, period.
What university? North Carolina Central University, where basketball is not life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. What university are we talking about here? Because at Carolina, basketball is life. At Duke, basketball is life. You're not going to see somebody come out of Duke and co-sign it?
Well, I think you would. I think you would. I think a lot of the people that do the, first of all, I don't know about Duke specifically, so don't write the show. You guys already know I hate Duke. It's fuck Duke all day. But, I think that, a lot of times, like, other universities, the people who do, like, the literacy part of the program, a lot of them don't care about the sports that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not sitting around like, yeah, it's all about Kentucky or whatever. So I think a lot of them would be like, yeah, I try to educate kids who get to college. And while I'm working with the athletes at Kentucky, I realize these niggas can't read.
While I agree, they may think that, they also have to know their funding is coming from the fact that it's a sports program and they're getting all this money. That's why they have extra money.
But I don't know, man. I feel like that point doesn't negate what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. That's where their money comes from. If it wasn't for sports, they wouldn't have a job, basically. But does it make it right that they're shuffling in players that can't even read on a high school level?
No, I'm not saying it's not right. What I'm saying is she had to know she was going to lose her funding, and she had to know that the backlash behind it was not going to be good for her.
She knew. I think she's sacrificing herself for the greater good. She perceives to be the greater good.
I don't see her getting a job in research again.
She might not. She might be really doing this for the greater good. Did you know she also believes players should get paid?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with her beliefs.
Yeah.
I just don't think she's smart. Okay. I feel like
I don't know. I feel like the way that you're defining smart might be different than I would define it, because just because you're giving up your source of income for the greater good to take a moral stance on something, I don't think that makes you stupid necessarily, or even not smart.
What I'm saying is she could have found a better way to get this information out there, and she keep her job is what I'm saying. Like, she could have leaked it to NC State message board. It definitely would have taken care of the problem.
But honestly, though, it's different. When it comes, like, honestly, this makes it more impactful for it to come from her face. You know what I'm saying? And like, anonymity to a certain extent can also be dealt with sometimes, because you could be like, well, people are saying that, but it's a lie. We're not going to look into it and we don't care.
It's different from NC State message boards.
Yeah, I hear you.
She could have went to the NCAA then. At that point, they would have kept her anonymous.
I mean, I don't know. I think she did go to them. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is, like, I don't find it to be stupid. If she's willing to give up her career because she believes in what she's saying so much, then, I have nothing but respect for somebody that could actually do that. Cause, you know, I don't think I ever could do that is, you know, give up my career just to make a point.
I think she could have found a better way. A way to keep her job and her research, and at the same time get this information out. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I got the point. I just don't think, like, I think the way she's doing it now is braver. I'm not really measuring smart and stupid, but it's definitely braver, because she's putting her name to it, and you can't run from something when people put their name to it. A lot of times when people drop anonymous shit, other companies and entities are able to run away from what you're saying. Cause, like, oh, that person won't even put their fucking name on it. It's a lie. But if you go, no, my name is Mary Willingham. Everybody knows I'm the motherfucking head tutor here. And I'm telling y'all, these kids can't read.
How long has this been going on?
It says back to 2008 is when her research started. Oh. So 5-6 years, I guess. They say they're going to take it very seriously and all this shit. We'll see what happens. I think this is one of those things where it's the third rail of the NCAA. You're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
You cannot talk about how stupid, quote unquote, these kids are. Because once you take away the guys that they are getting a education for their services on the court. Once you take that away, then there's nothing to really hang the mythos of collegiate sports on. You can no longer sell that lie once you bring up the fact that these kids can't utilize what you're quote unquote giving them. And you are literally giving it to them because they can't even read. So how does anybody get a degree that can't read? That's crazy. Javaris Crittenden, speaking of crazy, got caught up in a drug probe. You may know Javaris Crittenden if you followed the Wizards the year that Gilbert Arenas was there, as last year. He's the other dude that pulled a gun in the locker room. Former Georgia Tech player. But he's facing, he got indicted Wednesday on drug charges in Atlanta, where he was already awaiting trial for his alleged death in the shooting of a mother of four. That's right. He's also the same dude that got into an altercation at like a club or something, got in his car, drove up, shot into a crowd, killed a mother of four and nobody else. Javaris Crittenden, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't believe Gilbert's actually pulled a gun out on him and lived.
Dude, this puts everything into perspective. It's like, Gilbert, you weren't the gangster one in that case. You almost got killed. Like, that is a lot less, like, brave and a lot more scary in hindsight and more stupid. Knowing that this dude is a killer.
He is an idiot for pulling out a gun on him.
Yeah.
He had to know that dude was really about that life.
He was about that life. They played with him too much. Greg Oden says his knees are doing just fine.
I want to interview his knees. Yeah. Because they say differently.
Greg, how do you think it went today? Oh, it went pretty good. I think I had a good game out there. I played 8 minutes. Okay, and how do you think your knees did? My knees are doing fine. Knees are doing fine. Can we talk to you, knees? Knees, how did it go tonight?
I'm in a lot of pain. a lot of pain. Does anybody have some codeine? Some steroid injections? I need something. Please, why are we standing right now? Can we sit down?
Knees, I noticed that you're kind of wobbly here, and there's a lot of scars going, a lot of scar tissue and stuff. Do you think you're going to be able to play tomorrow, knees?
No, I'm trying to stop the swelling now. I'm fighting just to stop the swelling and keeping myself from exploding.
Now, knees, Greg is 25 years old. I have to ask you guys, how old are you?
We're actually 182.
Oh. Oh, wow. 182.
Yes, we age like dog years.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess that makes sense. Another thing while I got you here, knees.
Can we sit down, please? Can we at least get into the ice machine?
Well, we're almost done. We're almost done. Knees, help. I noticed that...
help me.
I noticed that you are wearing a brace.
Help me.
Are you... who's that? Who's saying help me?
This is me.
Is this the knees again?
Yes.
Oh my God. Knees, I'm just talking to you directly.
Listen. But you're not getting me help. You're talking to me. I want help, damn it.
Okay, I can get you some Bengay, maybe some ice or something like that.
I need an injection immediately. I don't know how much longer I can take
it. But what about Greg? Greg said you're doing fine.
We did warm-ups. We actually played in the game.
We walked down the tunnel.
I'm not used to this.
Hey man, Greg Oden.
We actually ran.
Hey, Greg Oden needed a commercial with just his knees on the bus.
He dunked twice. This nigga had the nerve to dunk twice. Help me.
Greg Oden needed a commercial where he driving, where he on the bus going to the arena and everybody's like boo and all that shit. But then it just zoom in on his knees. And then he put the headphones on his knees. Like, boo, Greg Oden, you suck. You never gonna play 10 games. You a fucking loser.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
It's just the camera zooming in on his knees with headphones on. Walking around, walking past security and shit.
I'm the man, I'm the man.
He don't have headphones on. Like, he's speaking to everybody. He looking sad. and all that shit. But then you look, then it just zoomed down to his knees. He just. All right. Yeah, Greg owed his knees doing just fine. Okay.
We'll see when the next time he actually plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see if he's doing just fine. We'll look at that. By the way, my theory, because I forgot when the person asked this earlier about him playing 10 games and all this shit. Here's my theory. They know they only got six games left. They are doing this to drive Andrew Bynum's price down to see if they can get him on the Heat. Mm-hmm. So they was like, hey, man, come play for the Heat. He said, I'll do it for that veteran exception, baby, because Andrew Bynum is all about his paper. Okay, Andrew Bynum don't do shit for free. Nothing moves except the motherfucking rent over here. Okay, ain't nothing going on but the rent. And so they was like, listen, Andrew, I know cash rules everything around you, but we're not giving you that fucking veteran exemption. You don't even like playing basketball. Now, why don't you come here for the minimum and you can win championship? And Andrew Bynum said, fuck you. Y'all got that old ass nigga that can't play. What y'all gonna do, bitch? So they traded Joel Anthony away and they put Greg Oden in the game. So they could be like, see, we got him. See, he doing good. 8 minutes, he was dunking his shit. His knee's doing fine. Now, are you going to sign for the minimum or not? And now we're going to see what happens, because I don't think Andrew Bynum's going to take the bait.
Still,
do you?
Like, no. Bynum by his money. Mm-hmm. Bynum like, shit. I know what his knee's like. I got similar knees. They just ain't as old.
They got one chance to get him. Here's what I think they got to do. They need to hire an assistant coach with a badass wife. She got to be banging, bro. Like, bring in Kenny Smith as assistant coach and then just see what you can do with that, because he might take the bait.
Yeah, a coach that's in the open relationships. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That coach, he'll do well. He'll do
What's Brent Barry up to? Bring in Brent Barry and his wife and just put him on the bench for the Heat. And Andrew Bynum will at least consider that shit. He'll be like, I might have to do this.
Yeah, Miami's not too bad though. He might sell his ring like Kobe. Your boy did. No, Artest.
Oh yeah,
Better World Peace.
To Knee Foundation. if Greg Oden went, he got to sell his ring to the Knee Foundation.
They need to give his to whatever doctor last performed that last surgery.
Yeah, Dr. James Andrew's gonna be fucking doing surgeries with a big ass ring.
They need to just dedicate it to the knees and get them put on a new body and get him some robotic knees or something. Give his knees a break.
LeBron James sent a message Friday morning to teammate Dwayne Wade that acknowledged the Miami Heat guard's birthday and their uncertain future together after the season. Wade turned 32 on Friday. His knees turned 67. And he will spend at least part of his night trying to help the Heat end a season-high three-game losing streak when they play the 76ers. Wade awoke Friday to an Instagram post from James that included an extensive collage of photos of the two together that were taken on and off the court over the various stages of their careers. In the message, James writes about how far the two have come since their friendship began during the 2003 NBA pre-draft camp. James was taken by Cleveland to number one, Wade, fifth by the Heat. The two became best friends with the Heat in 2010 after James left the Cavs as a free agent. His message says, I came to Miami for two reasons, to play with you and to win championships, and I can't thank you enough for the sacrifice you've made since I arrived, homie. James wrote a part of his birthday message to Wade. No matter what happens in the future, we stuck together like brothers for life. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound a little cryptic?
It do, man.
No matter what happens.
Yep.
Now, everybody's assuming.
What part are you focused in? I'll let you go first.
I don't like the way that he said stuck together. You know, we stuck together. Like, that's not what you say about people that you want to be with. I'll be like, Justin, you know, no matter what happens, I'm stuck with your ass. You know what I mean? And I also don't like that he says, no matter what happens in the future. That sounds like he's making a plan for them not to have a future together on an NBA roster together.
That's not how I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree he didn't plan on being on the same roster as him. Like, I looked at it as he getting traded, the way he getting traded.
Me too. Yeah, I don't think it's LeBron leaving.
But I think he meant the part about we'll still be cool, meaning we did some shit while I was single together that you know about that don't nobody else know about.
Mm.
And I'm not going to tell your secrets. You're not going to tell mine. We still cool.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even peep that, but you're right.
That's how I really was that last part.
That's
like,
a
we
good
brothers,
point.
We did some shit that nobody else know about.
We ran that train on that girl.
Yeah, like we don't really know who the father is.
Yeah, yeah. you took the bullet for me. Yo, what if that's the real conspiracy?
Like, that's really
what if
I was
that
thinking.
Baby is LeBron's baby and D-Wade is pretending like it's his so that LeBron doesn't look bad, but it also gives him leverage to keep LeBron in Miami for the rest of his life?
You know, we won't know till that child is 13 and we can see the hairline.
Yep. When the baby starts, hairline starts receding, you go, uh-oh, that ain't the Wade baby. But yeah, obviously LeBron could be a free agent at the end of the year, but he's not talking about it. So Devon Best was arrested on charges of assaulting an officer. Devon Best, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Florida.
Browns, for the Browns.
Oh.
Old Browns. He was arrested in Fort Lauderdale. Adam Beasley reported on it through Twitter. Best was walking down the concourse, acting irrationally, singing, dancing with his pants falling down. When the officer went
down, looking like a fool.
Looking like a fool. When officers went up to Best to have him stop, he crushed a cup of coffee on him and got into a fighting stance. Crushed a cup of coffee on him? The officer struck him in the leg with the ASP baton, but it had no effect. Best then took off his shirt and got into a fighting stance. The officer struck him in the leg with it again. It had no effect. Best took off his shirt. Officer said he appeared to be looking through me when I was talking to him. I guess Best was high or something.
Was the officer in plain clothes?
I don't know. It said yesterday Best caused some commotion by tweeting a photo of his weed. Wow. This nigga don't give a fuck.
Right. That's.
Whoa.
I mean, that's.
Does he just want out of the fucking Browns?
He just want to do hood rat shit with his friends.
Good grief. That's the most ignorant shit ever. I'm going to post a picture of my weed before going to the airport to get arrested. Oh, man. That's insane. We already covered that. Yeah,
Can I? You know, here's the thing about the other dude. If he was high, it couldn't have been weed, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might have posted a picture of marijuana, but that couldn't have been marijuana. Because marijuana don't make you want to go around fighting people, especially police officers.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's not the drug that caused the problem. Although the picture, I think that picture was of some weed. Whatever the drug he was on at the airport was something else. That didn't have shit to do with no fucking, none of that.
The weed was the picture letting the people know the product was on his way.
Yep.
that's what that was. But that's not what he was on.
Also, man, did you hear the story about Sergio Garcia? Apparently he had his girlfriend be his caddy at the last tournament.
Yeah, I heard he did. That.
And she fired him. She said, I'm not doing that shit again. he was planning on her doing it for a while, but she said no.
I imagine he cussed her ass out just like most of the golfers cuss out their caddies.
Yeah, I think, one, they're not married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, it was a low pressure situation, so it was cute as a joke. But I think some of them golf wives start getting in her ear.
The other thing
she said, I think like Mrs. Mickelson was like, I wish Phil would try to get me a carry the goddamn clubs. Oh, you carrying them? Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's cute. It's cute when you do it. But I'm a wife. so I don't have to do that.
I think them bags heavy as fuck.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody else has ever carried a bag off clubs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't really watch pro golf, so I don't know if they just, they got wheels on their bags. They just get to pull them around. They stay on the back of the golf cart. They just pull out the, you know, the club they might need at the time. But the actual carry the bag, that shit heavy as hell.
He won with her doing it too.
Of course he wants her to keep bagging.
And it's his only win in 2013. So he was like, please continue. She said, nah, I'm good.
She better get out there and carry them bags.
Mm-hmm. So I think if she was a keeper, she'd get her ass out there and carry them bags.
I know Tiger would have told his, since Tiger girlfriend ain't skiing them, well, yeah. I know he probably tried to get her out there to carry some bags.
Yeah, that's probably, he probably looked at her like, what you gonna do?
She was like, this ain't really working out the way I wanted, Tiger.
He's like, you need to get on the clubs too.
Maybe not the last time a woman had some golf clubs with him. It didn't turn out the way he wanted.
Tiger don't encourage him to carry, be around no clubs.
Maybe not.
Not even, he don't even like going to the club. last story, obviously. Trying to wrap it up. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. That's right, y'all. It's Kobe time. Kobe and Bill Clinton talk some youth sports. Kobe Bryant and Bill Clinton, dog. What? Why is this doing this? Okay. Kobe Bryant and Bill Clinton was talking about youth sports, man, because Kobe loves the kids. A lot of people that, you know, they want to talk about, oh, what about that time in Colorado? He sold out Shaq. Is Shaq a kid? I know he acts like an immature ass kid, but is he a child? No. Kobe Bryant loves the kids. He does stuff for charity all the time.
Consistently. Why can't y'all just love Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
That's all we want is for you to like Kobe Bryant.
You know what? Let's let the man say it for himself.
You have to find that fun again in competition, which I think we've lost. I think we've gone completely, swung the pendulum completely in the opposite direction of saying, you know, everybody's a winner, everything's okay, you finish in 10th place, you get a trophy. You know, I think it's more fun when kids actually compete and they understand, listen, there's 1, 2, and 3. And if I'm third, the person that's first is probably going to be talking trash to me, which is going to motivate me to be number one. But it's all in a very good-hearted way, and I think that makes things fun.
Yeah, my 7 and 5 year old when they competed and got their trophy for participating. I was like, no!
What is this?
Don't give it to them.
Yeah. My daughter asked me, she said, hey, so what was the score of the game? I think we won by 3 runs playing softball. And I said, actually, you don't keep score in T-ball. She's like, what? Why am I here? I was like, oh, Lord.
I wonder where she got that.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's where they find the fun, and they find the fun in being able to compete and play hard and try. And as a parent, those are good lessons that you can teach your kid, right? Because if your kid loses and now you're dealing with those tears, which we've had to deal with, is you're dealing with the tears and the heartache of losing because they tried. You know, that's as parents, we come in and we give them that talk of trying harder the next time.
Exactly, Kobe. Exactly. He was like, he was doing the town hall with Bill Clinton and everything, dog. So like, he's fully committed to this, man. Talking about youth sports and, doing so much more than these other people that don't give back.
I hope he continues to change the tide of switching sports from everybody gets a trophy to the people that win get a trophy.
Right. We all can get behind that. Kobe Bryant surprises Boston College students by showing up to class. Kobe Bryant is in Boston as the Lakers prepare to play the Celtics on Friday. Bryant isn't playing as he's recovering from knee injury. So he killed time on Thursday by dropping on a few business classes at Boston College. Students understandably freaked out.
Yep. And not just any business class, international business.
International marketing.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
The Kobe system.
I'm sure he was speaking some Italian to him. Yep. You know, he was giving him the Kobe system.
Who shows up just for international marketing?
You know, another thing, can we just speak on how impeccably dressed he is compared to Michael Jordan. I mean, of all the things that he does better than Michael Jordan, there's a ton. You know, the 3-point shot, getting his teammates involved in the game.
Actually being liked by his teammates.
Mm-hmm, being a family man, taking care of his kids and having daughters that love him and shit.
Actually going to the kids' events.
Yeah, keeping his family together at the crises.
Hold control.
Mm-hmm. Tons of things that he's better than Michael Jordan than.
Because I imagine that conversation with Bill Clinton also had a little bit to do with some hoe control as well. Because we know mm-hmm. Bill Clinton is an old school pimp.
Yeah, but Kobe shows up dressed much better than Michael Jordan ever has been in his life. And just walks through people's classes, man. Sitting in the classroom. You come in the international market, you look up, marketing, you look up Kobe Bryant sitting in the classroom.
I wouldn't learn a damn thing that day.
Dude, I was like, hey, man, can I ask you a question, bro? Is Rick Fox hair, do it smell like S-Curl or what, like what's going on with that?
To be honest, I would try to pride myself on not being a stan, mm-hmm. but it's different because I've never met Kobe Bryant in real life.
Oh, I'm taking a picture with him.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine this dude in my classroom a few feet away from me, and I'm actually going to listen to what the teacher has to fucking say. Immediately switching seats. Immediately.
Keep in mind, this is in Boston. This ain't in L.A. He got Celtics fans like, oh, my God, it's Kobe Bryant. Fuck the Big Three. Fuck Larry Bird. fuck Matt Damon.
Yep.
Like, this is Kobe Bryant, or what a real superstar looks like. Just blessing their day for no reason, man. Y'all are so welcome and so lucky to have Kobe Bryant on this earth, saving the kids and promoting education. Can't think of a better way to go into Martin Luther King week on your free Balls Deep on Spreecast. Thank y'all for coming out. Hope you enjoyed the live show. If you're at premium, hopefully it gives you some impetus to decide to go premium, because these shows will be private again soon. Until the end, y'all have a good one. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.